say, what would you say, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon or the evening?
Well, ordinarily we'd say it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What time of day when the sun first appears? Is that sun?
Sun up.
And when it goes and disappears?
It's sundown.
And if there's been a storm and the clouds clear and break up and the sun comes out, you say, well, I believe the weather is...
Bad at all.
What do you call a kind of rain? Did you have a heavy rain today? What did you call that? A cloud burst or a downpour?
Well, a lot of times they'll call it a cloud burst, and sometimes they'll say we really did have a heavy rain.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually referred to both ways.
Did you ever hear it called something like a goose grounder or a gully washer?
I've heard them say that it rained down toad frogs.
Toad frogs. A toad strangler?
A toad strangler.
The shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle shelf.
And the iron things that hold the logs?
That's fire bells that did call some of them.
And how did you use to start the fire?
Well, olden times they had flint. And then you used splinters later.
Splinters?
Matches. And have fat splinters, but the olden times they had to get the fire started by striking the flint, but later they got matches.
I see. All right. What did you used to call that piece of the splinters that were especially rich? Do you have a name for those?
Lighter.
And what did you call a place with rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
We have clothes rack and curtain rods, hanging curtains, and we have clothes racks now. But
is this built in?
Closet.
And if you could move it around, it's a big... on the outside of the... this is a brick building, isn't it? In a frame building, when you have wood overlaps on the outside...
Weatherboard.
And a place where, in your house, where you might sit outside, you got a roof over it that's open.
Porch.
Did they ever call that a different name?
Piazza.
They never say that anymore?
No, sir.
No.